It is time now for our wonderful water segment, a monthly update from Owassa. Carborough and Chapel Hill residents use about 7 million gallons of water every day, and they handle it every single day. And today we're talking about managing the community's wastewater system and the annual wastewater report card that Owassa just launched. So we're joined in the studio by two special guests. Monica Dodson is Owassa's wastewater treatment and biosolids recycling manager, and Will Lawson is the operations supervisor for Owassa. So Monica, Will, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
So tell us, first of all, gave you the job titles, but tell us what you do at Owassa, Monica.
Okay, so I've actually been with Owassa for just over 15 years now. I've held a variety of roles. After graduating from NC State University with a degree in environmental technology, I started my career just 1 year after graduation.
Awesome.
And I started in our laboratories on the water treatment side, was later promoted to our laboratory supervisor over the water treatment plant, and then our operations supervisor, which is Will's equal, except for I oversaw the water treatment end of it. And then about a year and a half ago, I made my transition to the other side of the pipe, and I'm now overseeing our wastewater treatment operations and biosolids operations, laboratory, and maintenance. And we also have a reclaimed water facility that I oversee, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up.
Will, how about you?
All right, so I've been with Owassa for about a year now, well, a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I came over from a neighboring utility, SugWassa, and I actually graduated from North Carolina A&T in Greensboro with the Earth and Environmental Science degree.
Awesome.
So that kind of kick-started my career on the wastewater industry. And so I am in charge of the wastewater operation of the facility.
Cool. And we're talking about managing the wastewater system, and a lot of that has to go on because in just the last fiscal year, Owassa treated, 3 billion gallons of wastewater, and that's billion with a B. So when someone flushes the toilet, when someone sends water down the drain, it goes to you. What happens?
Yeah, so there's a system of about 350 miles of pipe underground throughout Carborough and Chapel Hill. And, we utilize gravity to carry that water from customers or businesses to our treatment facility. But there are areas in our system, our low-lying areas, where we have what we call pump stations, where we collect the wastewater and then we pump it to a higher elevation so that then can gravity feed to our facility for ready for
so
treatment.
So gradually, or generally speaking, most of it is just kind of flowing down to you, except for those occasional.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. And we got 21 of those stations, those pump stations, within our community.
How is all that maintained?
Yeah, so our main goals are to make sure that wastewater remains in the pipe so that it can safely make it to our facility for treatment. So we have a crews that regularly clean and inspect our sewer lines to help prevent any buildup or blockages. They use cameras to assess the condition of the system, look for cracks or potential areas where maybe roots have made it into the system. We also periodically smoke test the system. And
I was reading about that in the report
card.
Yeah.
So if there's any cracks in the system, we can see that smoke escaping.
So is that just like sending smoke into the pipes and just seeing where it comes out?
See where it comes out,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so to ensure that we have adequate capacity, that we have ensure structural integrity and reliable operations, we also will repair, renew, or replace those lines as necessary.
Mm-hmm. So once it gets to the treatment plant, then how is it treated? How is it cleaned?
All right. Well, it involves a combination of physical, chemical, and biological processes to treat and clean the water. For me, the most interesting fact about this, the majority of the treatment is done by the bacteria that comes naturally from the humans.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the end of the process, we have several items that we gain back that are beneficial to the environment, such as reclaimed water, biogas, and biosolids.
So what's reclaimed water?
Reclaimed water is water that has already been treated by our system, and we actually send it back out into the community. And of course, our biggest user is the University of Chapel Hill and the hospital. They utilize it for their toilet flushings, irrigation, and for their cooling systems. Just the amount of water that they've reclaimed about 2 we've reclaimed about 2 billion gallons of water. So that's enough to fill up University Lake five times.
Since when? So how long has it taken?
Since the beginning of the system.
Since 2009.
Okay. 2009.
Wow. That's really, really cool. So this is water that can't be drunk. You can't use it for drinking, but you can use it for a whole bunch of other things.
That's correct.
Right? Yeah. So what about the water that doesn't get reclaimed?
All right. So that water heads out to Morgan Creek. From Morgan Creek, it flows to Jordan Lake, down to Cape Fear, and then eventually to the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Speaking with Will Lawson and Monica Dotson, both from Owassa. Of course, we use the water system every single day. So, Monica, what should people know about using the system? Or more to the point, what should people know about how not to use the system?
Yeah, so we talked about how Owassa helps make sure that the wastewater remains in the pipes. There's also a lot of things that our customers can do, and like you said, the do's and don'ts of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So the do's of the system, we like to call the three P's. There's three things that that you want to flush down the system. That's going to be pee, poo, and toilet paper.
The do's of the system.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And so anything other than that, we want to find other ways to dispose of. In particular, grease can cause a big issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
So grease can collect in our system, build up in our system, and it can and cause blockages and unfortunately can cause overflows in mm-hmm. the system. So we want to dispose of grease not down into our sewer system. Additionally, flushable wipes, although they say that they're flushable, they do not biodegrade. They do not break down like toilet paper does. So those can get caught in our pipes and in our pumps and cause failures to those systems, which ultimately can potentially lead to a blockage or overflow. And dental floss is another one. That one really gets wrapped around some of the equipment and stuff. And the other thing that's important is prescription medicines. We don't want to flush those down into our system either. Unfortunately, our treatment system is not designed to be able to remove some of those chemicals that are in those prescription medicines. So the best thing to do with those is to go to your local police departments. They have drop-off boxes, confidential, mm-hmm. no questions asked. Best place to put those.
What are some of the what is the thing that causes blockages most often?
Grease.
Yeah.
And roots do make it into the system. We mm-hmm. do have a root treatment program, but I would say that grease is probably one of the leading causes of blockages in our system.
Totally curious question. You can flush toilet paper down. Can you flush Kleenex? Can you flush paper towel?
None of those things will break down like toilet paper does. All those go in the trash.
In that case, I apologize to every previous system I've worked with in the past. So we're speaking with Monica Dotson and Will Lawson. And as part of the wastewater treatment process, Will, you mentioned that we produce some kind of positive things out of that can be used. And one of those things biogas, right?
That's correct. And so biogas is a byproduct of our treatment from the heating and the breakdown of the material. So we reuse it mm-hmm. at the facility, and it's equivalent to us taking 80 cars off of the road for at least a year.
Awesome. Very cool. So all of this, or a lot of this information, can be found in the wastewater report card that we mentioned earlier, and I was looking at it earlier, and there's a lot of really cool information in there.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. What does it entail?
So this is a report we provide our community every year. This year, we're particularly excited about it. We really revamped it. We wanted to try to provide our customers with a lot more information on how we manage the community's wastewater system. And what we hope our customers walk away with knowing is that wastewater treatment is much more than just about managing waste. It's about water reuse through our reclaimed water system. It's about nutrient recovery through our biosolids recycling program. It's about energy generation through the biogas that Will just talked about. And it's about, us helping create a more sustainable community.
Yeah. And it's about what you do, and it's about what we can do.
Absolutely,
to help, right?
Yeah. And the other thing that it is it's kind of our report card. It tells you our performance and how well we did. So, we're happy to share and report that we met all federal and surpassed, all federal and state regulations.
What are kind of some of the standout numbers there that you want to share?
Yeah, so, some of the biggest things that we're looking at is nitrogen and phosphorus mm-hmm. removal. We want to limit what goes back into the environment because that can lead to algal growth within the system. So, the way we calculate how much goes back into the environment is on a poundage per year basis. And so we were 75% below our poundage limit on phosphorus and 70% below our poundage on the nitrogen limit.
Were those numbers that you expected to see, or was that surprisingly good, or
we
expected?
We ultimately try to...
It's been consistent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we ultimately try to do the best job that we can to make sure that we're treating the water to the highest quality.
Now, if you're listening out there, you can get a lot more information, including the report card, right on the website, which is owasa.org, O-W-A-S-A, owasa.org. And Monica, you can also come and tour the wastewater treatment plant, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Our staff is very passionate about what we do, so we really enjoy having folks come down to visit our facility, learn more about what we do. We have community groups come in regularly, school groups come in regularly. So we encourage anybody that's interested in learning more to reach out to us. You know, you can reach us on our website, www.owasa.org, or send us an email at info@owasa.org, and we'd be happy to schedule a tour for you to come take a look at what we do.
Anything else that people want to know?
No,
I think that's about covered.
Awesome. Again, owasa.org is the website, so go there and get more information, including more on the wastewater report card. It's right there on the homepage. You can click on it and read the whole thing for yourself. Monica Dodson, Will Lawson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And don't forget, everyone has a role to play in protecting and conserving this essential resource of water. And again, you can learn more about the system online at owasa.org. 3:27 is your time. We've got sports.